Boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. Is Radio BAM? Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
I hate you, motherfuckers. 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 Fuckers.
His boss.
Fuckers.
Daughters.
Fuckers.
Jane.
Fuckers.
Bamboni.
Amsterdam.
Funnier.
Amsterdam.
Yeah. What's better, Amsterdam?
My house in Amsterdam.
Arizona.
I like Amsterdam.
Amsterdam because.
Can you play Hannah?
You have a friend, never mind.
Dude, I lived in this cul-de-sac in Arizona.
Let's talk about your one.
Let's talk about his pissy parrot who pisses out all the
time. Yeah,
I didn't really have a parrot. I only went inside. I'm scared to death.
And the skin's all muffed up from eating dog food.
Oh, it's all
the ferret's been eating dog food, it's all muffed
this
up. It's like walking upstairs like this.
He's fucked up, dude. I think
dude, the ferret's in the corner, like pissing and shitting, like.
Yeah, in the corner!
Yeah,
dude, they shit and piss in corners.
Yeah.
In any corner. A corner.
Ferretpiss.com, dude. You couldn't get laid no more with that
Dunn's
smell.
Albino ferret.
What?
Ryan Dunn's albino ferret.
Do I remember?
Yeah. I had nightmares about it.
That's a good
one. Remember that one time it's all I was like,
what are you doing over there? I don't like albino.
What are you doing over there?
Yeah, Missy.
Sucking some other dudes' dicks.
Who were you there with?
I was like in high school.
Who were you there with?
I think
two, three.
She had battery pussy dude. Battery pussy. Dude, she had battery pussy. No. It smelled like a rotten pussy.
I figured in the back of your I know, it reeks so bad you had to jump through the window.
I knew that was a good story. That. It was so bad.
I don't want to hear it.
I slid this truck window. I was in the back with like a bunch of people. She had this dress on, and I could smell it through the dress, and I was like,
"You went there anyway?"
No. I went through this window to go hang out with him inside as him driving.
Every boyfriend I've ever had, including my husband, has either finger or fucking every guy I've ever hooked up with has also hooked up with her.
Did you Did she have a Megan ass puss?
Yeah.
Why is it so Megan, dude? Why? Doesn't somebody... See, somebody should just take the heat and tell her. Because she could have fixed it by the time she was 20. You know what I mean, though? Like, she could have fixed the smell, but... But, yeah, but I mean, everybody's just like...
Now
fuck, and then they go... He goes to his buddy, I go to my buddy, I'm like... So bad. She's walking the streets thinking everything's fine, but nobody has the gall to be like, oh, go fuck
that. You know, like, I'll fuck out right away. I will jump in the shower. I will not be
right away.
I will fuck around.
What do you say?
Dude, I will get off immediately. I will get the fuck out right in the shower. I'm fucking dead. You gotta fix it.
Is she humiliated?
I could give a fuck. I will duck. You can't. You don't fake that. I don't fake that. I'm fake. No, dude. No. Luckily, that's only came up a few times, but I did not even hesitate. That's how.
Did they leave crying, or did they say F you?
No, they're like they try. They're trying to fix it. They want to. So they're like, yeah, like, they were like it.
I'm going to try.
They want to fix. Yeah.
They want to fix it. Bang them out.
Fuck yeah, but I'm like, yo.
You can bang me out.
One, two, fuck you.
Fish and blood. I'm like, ew. I'm like,
Did it smell so bad that he even gave him a lisp?
No, he doesn't have a lisp.
Can you tell he's gay?
Not at first, no.
I couldn't.
No.
He's
not flamboyant.
He probably doesn't want to be gay.
Yeah, right?
You liked him?
So she's like, by the way, man, you didn't know that he's gay. Like, you're gay? Check out my dick.
And you're gay? Like, what do you think of this? And pulled his
dick out. Yeah, I was like, what do you think of this? And my dick was just out at the cigar shop outside as, like, soccer moms were going in and out getting fucking mocha frappuccino.
What do you think of it?
He liked it. He told me about it later. You're calling me a faggot and you're asking me what another guy said you did? He said he liked it. He said it was well shaped. Oh my god! The best story ever. We're at Selfridges last week. We run into my lesbian friend, and him and Shepard are talking about which way their dick hangs. And he was like, "Shepard, like, mine hangs to the left." And Bam's like, "Well, mine hangs to the right." And just goes, "I can take mine off." And the whole thing. And I'm looking around. Oh my god. Dead serious, like she didn't hesitate. Like,
Dude, she's cool.
She's awesome.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Dude, that is good.
That's when Shipper wrote a song called Jacking Off at Full Speed While Crying. It's pictured in like a drag show. Like, that should be a music video.
Jacking Off at Full Speed While I'm Crying.
I think it was more upbeat.
he was serenading everybody up.
Are you kneeling?
Yeah, I just fell down from laughing. You fucking detachable penis.
Detachable penis.
Oh, Lord.
So I'm down. I'm more comfortable here. Like, you don't mind.
I don't mind.
What are you yelling at, Teddy? I'll see you around over there.
Crucified. Stand up. you're going to do now. You're not going to bend me over, but let me tell you this. Why deny yourself some pleasure? Here, enjoy my hole, my cornhole, fill it in. I wouldn't mind if I would. Yeah, psych, I'm going to fuck you, baby. Look at that. I just threw on the brakes, now I'm right behind you. Motherfucker, I ain't done. I got a 45 loaded full of motherfucking fun. Let's fuck the front wing.
Oh my god, what my motherfucking maple?
I'm going to stick my maple in your ass. I'll see you in Vienna. Yeah, yeah, I tell you how it goes when the boss rings around the collar. I'll fuck you so all day long. Yeah, you know what time it is in hometown? Time to get down and dirty, big boy. Yeah, I love to stir your ass with my cocks. Go.
I rule this motherfucker now. Quiet on the motherfucking set.
What? Where did you find him?
Tico found him.
Pardon. Where did you come from? Did you go to...
I'll tell you why. Because, you know...
I raised
rent. No.
You did?
Yo, do you know that movie Deliverance when, yes, when the dude, the hillbillies were fucking each other?
Yeah.
His name was Bill McKinney. And Tico goes to Ted and Ray out. He's like, you know what guy named Bill McKinney? I want to meet him. Turns out it's him.
And it turns out they didn't believe I was real again. I was living in Cali.
I was real again.
They gave me 30 days to leave the state of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I got emancipated 3 months before my 16th birthday. I wasn't a criminal. I just punched people that fucking
deserve it.
Did they grip me up like a teacher or something? I punched them.
Teacher grip me
up. Yeah.
Is that what you got in trouble for?
I didn't get charged on that, but I got thrown in jail.
That's what Gary was telling
you. You better listen to me. Boom. I beat them all, man. Fucking swinging.
And remember to
chasing me on my dirt bike.
Dude, I sneezed all loud, and you were there. I was in like detention ID or whatever with Hannah, and I was like, like extra loud. And then they're like, go to the office right now. So I'm sitting there in the office waiting to get in trouble. And then all of a sudden, Jaheim comes kicking the door open, opens up the secretary's door, grabs a shitload of like pencils, and just goes, fuck all y'all. And I'm there, I'm in sneezing. And you know what? He probably didn't even get expelled for that. If I would have done that, if I would have said fuck all y'all and threw all these pencils all over, they'd be like, your son is mentally messed up. Yeah, right. He needs to get out of this school once and for
this
all.
This kid's in
progress. He was back in school the next day.
Project 8, he's...
Did you go to East?
Yeah, hey,
remember Mr. Huddleston?
Mr. Huddleston.
Mr. Huddleston, I was in there and there's this black kid named Artie, and it was all hot in there, and he's like, Artie, do your work. He's like, fuck that, man, it's hot in here, mom. And he's like, I don't care if it's hot in here, do your work. He's like, yeah, you don't care because there's a motherfucking fan up in your face, man, it's hot in here. Straight up, mom. And I'm just sitting next to him, just John Ruffin. I'm allowed to have a fan in my face. I'm the teacher. Well, fuck you, man. What makes you so special? It's hot in here, mom.
He has a point. the story about when the kid had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Monte.
You know Monte?
Yeah.
He gets up, and the teacher's like, Artie, what do you think you're doing? He's like, gotta take a piss. But he looks right at her as he squeezes his dick. Gotta take a piss. My dick hurts. Felt the need to tell the teacher that his dick hurts. Like, not like I have to go to the bathroom real bad.
Gotta take a piss. My dick hurts.
Dude, we have three funniest fucking people around. Just serious, man.
I gotta take a piss, my dick hurts.
Dude, I had escape plans from every class I had to go to in East.
What do you mean?
Every class I was in, I mapped out pages of how to get the fuck out of there at the quickest point in time with people coming in asking for me. I was on this type of probation style thing.
Even at the high school time.
Oh yeah, they were watching me. They put me in Henderson for 2 weeks. Henderson read my record. They were like, nope. Next thing I was sitting at home for 2 weeks. Now I'm in East. East had to take me to fucking... You frickin'... Excuse me. Then I'm in East, man. I was like, something's gonna break off. My friends and I hung all with it. You know, not every class, from every structure, if I had to hit stairwells, every class, that's what I mapped out first in my first, like, 2 weeks from every class. My studies, yeah, I'm studying a building. Dude, next thing I know, they had it with me. I escaped for like 3 months. They came after me. I was out before I even had to use my plans. Then I was out for 3 months, and then they got me and took me to court. I was like, alright. And I was like, I had escape plans for the court. I had a dummy. He lived in Coatesville. I had him. He was going to be... I had him set, man. He was going to... But the thing is, we both got out at the end. Like, I had him dummy mission before we even would see the judge. I had him on the dummy mission.
Bill, what are you talking about?
Anyway, I got him in. Anyway, they called me and they took me to court. And I wasn't a criminal. They ended up catching me, but I wasn't a criminal. I just hit people that touched me. You know, fucking teachers touching me, I'd hit them. A fucking good. Shit like that. That's all it was. So I wasn't like out thieving. I wasn't setting fires and shit like that. Anyway, they got me in a court and I'm like, ugh. I'm like, I was already going to escape before the court. Anyway, they emancipated me 3 months before my 16th birthday and gave me 30 days to leave the state.
Motherfucker.
To where, Arizona?
I went to California, baby! Guys!
Fucking Howie.
Beverly Hills immediately. I was wearing fucking medical files. Fucking going over.
Sitting on some Howie juice.
Maybe you could use, like, your own ass or, like, you know, beat the fuck off to that or something, huh? Check it out.
Yo, I got some Halley juice.
Dude, I was working in Beverly Hills fucking immediately at 16 years what? Old. I was a man immediately.
I got some Halley juice.
Yeah. Here.
His buddy Howie from Cali.
I don't know if I trust that.
Trust it. Well, let's try it. He bottled it here in PA.
Oh, is it a scroll-off cap?
Buddy Bill, there you go.
Is that dog? Smell it. Let's just see if it took it.
You guys know not to fuck with me, right?
It's red wine.
Nah. That's really good.
Right. There's nothing fucked up.
Try it and tell me if it's all right. Seriously. It's Howie juice.
It's wine. It's like values, man. I need values. They make me normal. I know from getting a couple of values off the street that they absolutely make me normal. How do I tell them, man?
Just say it.
I told them if I spend the money for the
not bad.
For the psychiatrist, if I go in there, they'll give it to me. But I don't need psychiatry. You know what I mean? So
this way,
going there. Well, the last time they did that in Utah, they were like, well, how about this one? Well, how about this one? They named out like 10 different drugs. I was like, I don't like drugs. I don't like pills. I get medicine-y, you know, after you eat them for a week.
Medicine-y.
Yeah, you feel like your pores are pushing out like medicine.
Yeah, but you're in Utah, though.
I'm just talking about the way I feel. I don't like, I need Vicodin. I broke my back in two places, bro.
You just said you need it
back. Dude, I'm not normal.
Did you say you need it back?
He needs everything.
Far from normal, dude. And I'm still going to skate that ramp this fucking summer.
Are you
doing dishes, man? Yeah, I'm putting knee pads on. Fuck you. That's a perfect fuck. That's where I left.
Did you say
dude, I left California on outside three balls. Dude, I got my two buddies on the far side. And it was a bowl just like that. In concrete, outdoor free park. And it was like 2 days before I fucking left here. And I looked up and no one acknowledged. So I was like, okay, I'm dropping you first. All three of us were on boards on the fucking pipe. And I was like, fuck it. I'm fuck it.
Yeah.
fucking dead center. He's like fucking 5 inches taller than me.
What kind of red?
His board's higher.
Right.
It went right over my board, hit my fucking big toes, fucking jammed it. I got laid when my big toe fell off on my birthday. On my birthday, it took 3 months. It took 3 months for my toe to fall off. My toenail. I was digging in the sand on the 4th of July. My toenail was sticking straight up. I was like, yeah, we're gonna have to pull that off.
Yeah, what?
Dude, oh my shower, God. She said happy birthday. Looked it up. Was happy. I don't know why.
You say you were Howie.
How does this shit happen?
Howie juice.
How do I even talk?
You like that Howie juice?
Somebody else's fucking turn.
Where's that Howie juice?
It's always your turn.
Yeah.
I know. I need to shut up.
Yeah, Howie juice.
Yeah, I like that Howie juice. That tastes fucking
That's good.
Good,
right?
That Howie juice.
See him. Thanks,
Jeff. I guess.
Oh, that was Jess.
I don't mind it.
Tell her to come out.
We should probably go out.
She's inviting me to book club this week.
She fucking book club.
Book club.
You guys are fucking book nerds.
Shut up.
So you guys read?
I haven't met with them yet.
Buddy Billy, you want to go to book club with us?
No, club is. Are you not hip to the fucking 2000 schedule?
With book club.
You don't know what book club is?
With book club.
Oprah has book club.
It's fun.
With book club. No, bet it's fun.
If the guys watch Oprah, we'd pick up on the secret message within a week. We know what book club is. Hey, I was out of work. I know.
So I was in book club.
I don't know if it's appropriate for this time.
It's a bunch of chicks hanging out drinking wine.
Oh,
that's all it is.
Yo, if three girls drink wine together in some house and nobody's going to show up for a while, you know what's going down.
That's not true.
Oh, but not letting them out.
Sitting there telling stories.
Nobody reads the damn books, dude. No one reads any of the books.
And then when buy a sex book.
Dude, they made a show on it. It was like on Malcolm in the Middle. And like, no one read the book. No one read the book. And the chick comes in like, oh, it's like, oh, it's time to party. This is the best.
Why are you watching Malcolm in the Middle? Why are you watching Malcolm in the Middle?
You can relate to the kid.
Right?
Yeah,
you can relate. Are you going to kick some ass on
Friday? You can relate.
Absolutely. Beat that guy.
Yes,
do you think you could give me a few pointers? Because I want to beat somebody up.
Bill knows the guy.
Can you teach me how to fight? Because I want
to beat
somebody
up. He's got to practice, dude, to be able to fight again.
Are you supposed to punch somebody with your knuckles?
You're not supposed to punch somebody like this.
Legos are fucking.
You're supposed to hold a fist like that and go like
this.
You're not supposed to tuck your thumb in, are you?
You're a boxer.
I'm not going to break your thumb.
Huh?
Boxer?
Yeah,
not like that.
Shit, ding bang.
Stamping.
Yeah.
It's fucking terrific.
Yeah, the energy level on you.
I was in there taking a dump, and like a guy walks in after the first shit, and he's taking a piss. He's just like. He's so mad. This guy walked to the bathroom. He's like, Jesus Christ, it was like someone took shit in here. And I got like a dump hanging out of my ass. And I couldn't even finish shitting. Because he was so mad that it stuck in there.
It was you?
Yeah. I'm in there half turd, and he's just like, Jesus, someone took shit in here.
Well, it's a fucking bathroom.
I just started laughing so bad.
It was like somebody took a shit in here.
I had to pinch and wipe. Like, I still have a shit in me.
You pinched it out?
Yeah, I couldn't shit. I was laughing too hard. You were like, fuck. This place smells so bad.
I'm going to go smell it.
Bam wants to go smell it.
Oh my god. And it smells so bad, the guy's just like, was there someone shitting
me? He said it to himself?
That's hilarious.
Oh man.
Who was it, bad?
I don't know, I was in the bathroom.
It smells like dirty urine.
It smells in there. It did. Oh man. I'm gonna shit hard enough. I still have a shit in me.
You know what I want to do? See the Acme bathroom when Phil gets done.
See it?
Oh, man.
What's in there?
Like, see the people's reaction.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I remember one time Phil took a dump, and he came out, and he was like, don't go in there. And I was like, all right. And I waited like an hour to take a piss, you know? And I went in there, and it smelled like somebody just got out of it. Like, it's horrible. It smelled like somebody just walked out of there after the nastiest
like,
fucking
like,
dump.
What are you still eating? Like skunk cabbage?
An hour?
Or
like, come on, like. He's eating skunk cabbage.
Yeah,
like,
he must be like. He must be shitting on the side. Like, the water doesn't get it.
He doesn't get the water. It just sits there.
Like his diarrhea ass is hitting the side.
Oh. And it's like under the. Like the seat where you can't see it.
Yeah. His diarrhea ass is hitting it up on the seats where the water doesn't hit.
You know why? Because Phil just will eat like he'll eat moldy bread. He doesn't give a fuck.
Are you serious?
He's like
had V8 sit in the refrigerator for I swear to God 8 months. And I was like, throw this fucking V8 out. It's been sitting here for 8 months. He wouldn't throw it out. He drank it and got so sick. I let my ass out. He had the worst diarrhea.
But his regular shits are diarrhea, so I don't know.
Phil has never shat solid.
Oh my god.
Phil's shits are always sick diarrhea.
And Abe's always like, no, seriously, don't go in there. I'm like, alright, I'm
she's the voice of reason.
Oh man, it smells like something shit in here.
Oh man.
The best, dude, one time when I was in Tower Records, I ripped a fart, like, at the end of the aisle, you know? And I was like, oh my god, it's so bad. Then I walked all the way back to the other end, and some lady walked into it, and her face was just like, oh! It was so awesome.
You always do that shit.
I love it.
He ripped one on the airplane, right?
He went into the airplane bathroom after the fart while he's pissing.
And dude, I went to the aisle. And drinks it with them.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
I carried it with them. So everybody on the plane just knew me as the guy from farting.
Totally.
Dude, there's nothing better than being stuck in a tube and just ripping the worst fart ever. Like,
you're in a long car ride with people you don't know.
Dude, I hold my farts in until I get in the van with the jackass crew. It's like there's like nine people in a van. It's all hot.
No, wait.
Like, what do you think's worse?
Like, you go out on a date with a girl or whatever, like, she ripped one by an accident. What do you think is better? If she, A, completely plays it off like it never happened?
No.
B, laughs it off and, like, just says that I farted or whatever?
That's better.
Or just, like, I think the worst is making eye contact and then trying to play it off. Like, okay, wait, you're driving, like, look at me when I fart like that.
That's wrong here.
It has to, you have to mention it. You have to like be like, farted. What's happening?
It's the only way that it works.
No.
What if she's really nonchalant about it? What if you're like just killing it? Listen. The first date, yeah, she's like, what? Excuse me.
Like, would that be all right?
It's a turn off.
Excuse me.
Grandma
said that one time.
Period.
Just hold it in.
That's something you do with a call.
I dated Jen for 6 years. I never heard her fart. Never.
Really?
Never even suspected that she was taking a shit. Not one time. I never smelled anything, never heard a fart.
And then?
If I ever did, I told her. I was like, if I ever find out that you farted or that you took a shit, it's over. Seriously. Said that. Oh, I was like, I do not want to find that.
Jess is a girlfriend that said she never shits.
Oh my God.
And he believed it.
Was that?
Where?
Did you meet Bam and Ryan yet?
You're disgusting.
You're like a sick person.
Everybody says that. I don't think I am. I think I'm alright.
That Jägermeister ripped me apart.
I don't have that.
I'm not even going to be able to play tonight. Want another?
You had a Jägermeister?
You want to get another one?
Yeah, give me one.
Don't do it.
Come on.
I'll do it.
But I'll have one.
Let's get another one.
Come on, man.
We have the money. We don't have the money.
Jesus, fuck.
Darren, don't get fucked up so you can play along. What time is it?
Wasted. Sobered up. Wasted and sobered up. 7:30.
What time is it, Ross?
7:30.
Oh!
band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.